absolutely can and do work by inspiring healthy relationships for the millions of us who have the same family dynamic. I love being a bonus mom, better known as Umi, to KJ. I love that I get to take him to his games and be a part of homework and other special school projects. I love how I get to gently show him how to have more patience when his younger brothers are driving him crazy as I teach them all the ethics of how to play well together. I love how we collectively encourage him to find the words to express himself. I love to read to him and to pray with him at night before bed. I love singing to him and talking to him about his crushes and helping him create the vision for his Halloween costume or any creative endeavor he's imagining. I secretly and strangely love falling asleep with my phone in my hand late at night, trying to figure out how to juggle all the kids' schedules, getting each of them the time they need with the adults in their lives to feel loved and supported. I love how KJ gives me a glimpse into all that is coming in the short future with his younger brothers. I love him so deeply, and I'm so moved by his beautiful love for me. There are tough parts to this. The days when KJ struggles with living in two places, and when Egypt is sad because the big brother he adores is shouldering a lot of emotion. Sometimes when I have to work late or travel without my family, I feel guilty. And when Swiss is working and I'm alone with all the kids, I can feel them vying for my attention. Like most mothers, I want to be and give everything to everybody, and sometimes that's overwhelming. I worry about them all getting enough of what they need, but even with these challenging moments, I won't trade our experience. When I sit quietly, I know for a fact that we have all been brought together for something bigger than anyone could have imagined, something that we could not have done without one another. I believe that's what all blended families are here for. But there is no manual on how to do it, rarely any positive examples, and barely any explanations or guidance on how to navigate those tricky moments that naturally come up on the journey to becoming a successful blended family. But now I believe there is. So this book is not only for our family, it's for all of us. All of us in the world trying to stumble through life and its challenges with as much love and understanding as possible. For those of us who are looking for the way forward, it's for those of us who are not ready and for those of us who are ready to realize that we get to write the story of our life. And it gets to be a triumph. I'm proud of us. We have triumphed. With only love and support, your sister, friend, proud co-parent, and future golden girl, Alicia, sent with light.
Introduction. In January 2010, my divorce from Swiss Beats was finalized in a New York City courtroom. Our son, Kasim, had just turned 4 years old. When my ex-husband remarried, my son gained a stepmother, Alicia. Soon thereafter, he was gifted with a new sibling. At the time, I was not immediately prepared to accept this new family dynamic. There were a lot of emotions that I had to deal with first: heartbreak, denial, anger, bitterness, and ultimately fear. I rotated through all those feelings, around and around, one big circle. I was damaging my spirit and stunting my growth. I was exhausted by my own unhappiness. I wanted to be better and do better, but I was stuck. It was my son who pushed me to begin the work of setting aside my ego and committing to improving the relationship between his father and me. I knew that in order to be fully present, healthy, and emotionally stable for my son, I would first have to accept that I was wounded and in need of some self-love and care. My child needed me. I wanted him to perceive me as his nurturer and healer, not as one who needed to be healed from her past. I began to compare my childhood to my son's. I forced myself to remember things that I'd experienced growing up, all the lessons my grandmother taught me about life. And with that, I was able to put everything in